This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi everyone, it's Simon Smart. I'm joined again by Justine Toe. Hey Justine.
Hey everyone.
Last time, Justine, we were talking about something called intentional rest. Now, just remind us what that is and what you thought about it.
Yeah, well, this is just something that I found in the Sunday Life magazine, Sarah Wilson's column, very interesting reading every week. She was trying out something called intentional resting because she's quite amped up most of the time and people keep telling her she needs to rest and relax. So it's like a focused concentration for 30 seconds where you are trying to dissolve tension in your body just by holding that awareness, not trying to force it, but just being aware of that you need to be at rest.
Yeah, so you were saying, sure, this could be very helpful in a busy day, but perhaps doesn't get to the root of the problem, which is the fact that we maybe live lives that are just too busy.
No, absolutely. I think all it ends up doing in some ways, even though it's good in and of itself, but it does just gear us up, just puts us in pause so we can just then resume our activities. So in some ways it's working back into the culture of busyness rather than actually providing relief from it.
So we go into these frantic lives. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about rest. It's a theme that's part of the Bible. Quite different, I think, to the nature of what you're talking about, this intentional resting.
I think so too.
How can we think about biblical rest in comparison to that?
Well, it's important to note that biblical rest is not about respite and temporary relief that I think intentional resting is all about. In contrast to that, the biblical rest that's spoken about is all-encompassing. If we think about the Genesis creation account, it tells us that God rested after he created the world. And it's not as though he rested because he was tired, because he needed a break and a Kit Kat, but he rested because rest is the goal of creation. And then we often note in that Genesis account that the pattern of 6 days, six nights is actually broken on the seventh day because the seventh day doesn't actually end. So that time of rest represented by the seventh day goes on.
So this biblical rest is not limited to, say, 30 seconds of peace and feeling yourself into your body or so on. It, in the sense that the rest spoken of in the Bible is an extended period of time, forever. In fact,
exactly. This kind of rest, as I said, it doesn't put our lives on pause so we can just go on with our activities, as if being able to get on with our schedule is the point. But in the Bible, the rest that's spoken about is the point of our activity. And so going on from creation, there are other references to the disobedience of the Israelites and how God decrees that as a result of that disobedience, they're not going to enter God's rest.
Right, so that's rest in relation to the promised land. How then does that fit?
Yeah, it's in relation to the promised land, but it's also symbolic of heaven itself, the eternal rest provided by God.
So it's not something the individual just actively works for.
No, it's something that the individual needs to humbly receive. And yet, this is the better option because in this kind of intentional resting that's talked about in the column, your ability to rest is entirely about your individual will and effort. You have to go to that place that's hurting and will yourself into resting for it. And if that doesn't provide relief, does this mean that you didn't want that rest badly enough?
So you look at it from that perspective, it seems to place too much responsibility on the individual. It relies too much on this individual effort to rest yourself.
Yeah, which is completely ironic because you'd think that, the logic seems to be that rest would be a break from the constant stress upon individual effort, but intentional resting seems to redouble that effort, not relieve it. And so I think that the gospel message really can help us out here because Jesus has that invitation in Matthew 11. He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you're going to find rest for your souls."
So, Justin, the Bible's notion of eternal rest sounds a lot more restful, but where does it leave us right now?
Well, I think there's value in intentional resting in the short term, but it's very much a band-aid solution. I think we really need to address our tendency to overcommit and really think hard about what we should prioritise. And I'm speaking to myself as much as I am to everyone else. I think that's the first step to getting more rest in the here and now. And of course, always relying on that ultimate rest from God, which is rest for our souls.
Thanks, Justine.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.